Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Pollock, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 24 years of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. This episode features a discussion with special guest Faith Chima, the founder of FitSafe. FitSafe is the first women's activewear brand designed with women's safety in mind. Faith and I are talking about women's safety and fitness overall, specifically in running, but also just going to the gym, working out in the park, how women often have to carve out early morning or late night hours to get workouts in around family and career obligations, why women's safety and fitness is important in the first place, and some tips, techniques to help stay safe. But before I go any further, FitSafe and Pretty Deadly have teamed up with Running Mate and Go Guarded for the Female Runner Safety Summit at the Austin Cap 10K race on April 7th in Texas. Running Mate is a new app that's like the Uber for runners. Women can find running partners wherever they are to make sure that they can run safe. You can find out more and sign up for the beta version at getrunningmate.com. Go Guarded provides self-defense tools for women runners, hand-picked accessories that can go with you to support your safety, whether you're out for a short jog or training for a marathon. You can find all of their products at goguarded.com. And of course, FitSafe is the first women's activewear designed with women's safety in mind, which you can find at fitsafe.com. That's FITTSAFE.com. And then there's us, prettydeadlyselfdefense.com, where you can find a course, download our app, or get certified as a self-defense instructor and empower your own community. So if you're running in that Cap 10, 10K in Austin, or if you're going to cheer a runner on, be sure to find our booth at the summit on the 5th and the 6th of April. We'll be all together so you can learn more about what we're doing to improve women's safety and fitness, how we're working together, and how you can benefit too. Okay, so back to our episode. Just a little background before we get into it. Faith and I met in the comment section of an Instagram post in February about Laken Riley, the 22-year-old American nursing student at University of Augusta in Georgia, who was abducted and killed while she was jogging. Shortly after Faith and I got in touch, Samantha Murphy, an Australian mother of three, was abducted and killed while she was running in her home province of Victoria. And that's just two women out of literally thousands. There are Indigenous women's running groups and Black, Latina, and Asian women's running groups that also count hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of missing women among them as well. We don't hear about them as much due to the inherent racism and classism that is also a part of violence against women, reporting about violence against women, supporting victims of violence against women, and self-defense. If you want to learn more about this, I wrote an article on this subject a few years ago, and I'll post a link in the show notes. And with that, and without further ado, on to our discussion. I am here with my colleague who's also working in the same space in a slightly different way, but equally as important. And I will let you introduce yourself, Faith.
Good morning, everyone. On my end, my name is Faith Chima, and I am the founder of FitSafe. I am a licensed attorney here in North Carolina. I'm mom of three. FitSafe is a women's active wear line. We are the first active wear line designed with women's safety in mind. And I started this company because I was frustrated with the options that we had out there. With incidents of women being harassed, I felt like the concept of safety and fitness cannot continue to be mutually exclusive. And I'm someone that goes for walks very early in the morning. And I remember just going for walks one day and just feeling unsafe and asking myself if I had a plan. I realized I didn't have a plan if someone were to attack me. And so I went online and searched for the perfect activewear. So I was looking for safety. I was looking for functionality, and I was looking for style. Of course, I couldn't find anything that had all three. And so, of course, in my mind, the best way to solve this problem was to make one. And so here we are. Very excited about this webinar today. Welcome.
I am too. So one of the reasons that we
decided to work together is because we have a lot of things in common. Pretty Deadly is the first women's self-defense program to offer trainer certification for fitness professionals. So normally self-defense is in the domain of martial arts, but we wanted to bring it over into fitness because so many women are kind of turned off by the idea of learning self-defense in a really aggressive, very male, usually not particularly friendly environment. And by friendly, I don't mean that martial artists are not friendly, because I am a martial artist. I mean that dojos often are not the most friendly of places, aesthetically. So I created Pretty Deadly based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 24 years of training in the martial art ninjutsu, which is a Japanese martial art. The reason that I created Pretty Deadly is because, like most women, after an event of violence happened to me, my first response was, I'm going to learn some self-defense so that doesn't happen again. But that made me ask the question, why didn't I learn self-defense before? And as I started to explore the world of self-defense, as I was learning martial arts, I realized that a lot of it is because of the way that it's presented, the way that it's taught, the things that are taught are very oriented for the way that men learn martial arts, because that's usually where it's coming from. And although it may be very noble in its purpose, it doesn't land particularly well with the way that women are socialized to learn and acquire new skills and knowledge. And it's not always relevant to our lives. So, without going into that much deeper, the way that Faith and I met was actually on Instagram.
Right.
The power of social media.
Yes. Yes, it's
Yes.
awesome.
Do you remember what that was about? You had left a comment on a post.
I think I left a comment on a post, and it was one of the major influencers did a reel on female runner safety, and this was right after the Laken Riley's case. I left a comment about our mission, and you left a comment saying we have the same mission. And then you sent me a DM, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, I have never seen an activewear brand being designed specifically for women's safety. And it was so exciting to me to see this. And it wasn't because FitSafe isn't, it's not like there's a ton of bells and whistles that make it all complicated. It's just some really practical additions to your regular activewear fit that simply just make it safer, right? Hence the name FitSafe.
It's safe.
Yes, but it's not just running that can sometimes make us vulnerable. One of the things is I got to know the FitSafe brand a little bit more and look at some of the products on your beautiful website was some of the aspects were really related to an incident that a Pretty Deadly trainer, a woman certified to teach self-defense, had experienced recently while on holiday in Spain. So I'm going to play that. She sent me a video about it, or she posted a video to her social media actually, and I
Right.
saw it. And I'm going to play that video for us now. And then I think we can talk about like how FitSafe can support that situation. So let me share my screen again.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back to my Canva. This is us.
Yes.
Yes.
This is super random. I'm sorry. Still shaking. Basically, I just got harassed on the street here in Spain by a man who approached me from behind with his bicycle. I was having my headphones on, so I didn't hear him coming. So this guy stopped, asked me for the time in Spanish, and since he already scared me so much by stopping so close to me, I was super frightened and I told him the time in English. And this guy goes, no te entiendo, no te entiendo, like I don't understand, like super aggressively. So to get him away, I just wanted to show him the time on my watch. And then he basically took my arm, grabbed it, squeezed it super hard and pulled me towards him. And I'm just making this story because having made this self-defense education as a trainer, but also obviously as a normal person who knows some self-defense techniques, fortunately, my first reflex was to push that guy away with my elbow super hard, and I started to scream in Italian English, all languages just came super loud to frighten him. And fortunately, it worked. He pissed off, and then I took my phone, I took pictures of.
Excuse the language. So, for a little bit of context, Natalie is a personal trainer. She's a fitness model. She's from Switzerland. I think she speaks seven languages, which is why she mentions screaming in all those languages. And yeah, that's what had happened to her. So, what are your thoughts about that?
So first of all, the goal of FitSafe is to ensure that you feel empowered. And I noticed that, time is very crucial. First thing she mentioned was she had her headphones on. And part of the reasons why I designed the sports bra to include a pocket that's just right next to you is because you can still enjoy listening to music, listening to a podcast. If you want to, for example, something that I like to do, because the speaker area is on this side, I like to put it upside down like this, and then I zip it up, and then I'm jogging or I'm running or I'm just going about my business. I can hear it even with cars and even with people around me, because the first thing you want to do is you want to be super aware of your environment. So if she didn't have the headphones on, we're not victim blaming, of course, but we're just giving you practical tips on how to keep yourself safe. Another thing that I love that she did was she used her voice. Sometimes we don't realize how powerful our voice can be. And that was another reason why I created we designed the inner pocket specifically for portable safety devices like a birdie. This is a safety whistle. You can also put like a personal alarm in there. So as you're using your voice, you can also, once you pull this, it gets activated. And so it's going to let out a very loud noise. And we heard from the clip, her screaming, made him afraid, because what it's going to do is going to draw attention to you, and that's what you want. Third thing is she was able to use her hand to push him away. Now, if you have your phones, if you're holding your phone or if your hands are not free, then you're going to be worried about, holding on to your items as well as trying to defend yourself. And sometimes people don't realize that your hands can be a really powerful tool in deterring someone from attacking you. I'm not like, a safety expert like Susan, but of course, we're just discussing simple tips. And the reason why I created this in the first place is I wanted us to be able to use our hands and not worry about holding different items. And so in that situation, we recall that she said she took pictures of the man. You can have your phone right here and you can easily take pictures of your assailant. You can easily also put it on video and record him while you're on the move. So you're able to have everything you need to stay safe and be safe. Another thing that you can put in here, if it's legal in your country, in most states in the United States, it's legal. It's a pepper spray. And from her, from what she was saying, he came from behind. And so if I was wearing my Fit Safe and I had my pepper spray in here, of course, you want to get training on how to use your pepper spray properly. But if I had the pepper spray in here, I would whip it out and then I can easily spray my attacker. So these are all, just simple and practical ways that you can use your sports bra to keep yourself safe in the event of an attack.
Right. I think that's one of the things that resonated with me most. So, what's not included in the video clip is Natalie messaged me privately afterwards because I saw the clip and then I said, how are you feeling? Are you okay? And she was asking about the camera. She said, was it the right thing to do to take a picture of him? Should we always take photos of people? We're in Europe and we have some different regulations about that, and people feel differently than they do about recording things in the United States, which is partly why she was asking the question. But she was also asking the question because, you know, we're wondering, is that going to be useful? Is it a deterrent? Can we use it in court if we ever have to go to court? The problem, as I see it, is that, you know, Natalie took out her phone to take photos of him as he was moving away. But what I liked so much about FitSafe is that pocket where you can put the phone and you can record as it's happening. It can almost function like a body cam, you know, in a lot of ways, which is also really handy, I think.
And we are putting out a video because I really want people to see this in real time, because sometimes you get questions about, is my phone going to fall off? And sometimes I like to demonstrate. We have tried this while running, we have tried this while training, and it has stayed put every time. As long as you have it moved all the way to the side and you have your zipper, it stays put. So you can just be super aware of your environment and be able to use your hands if you need to. And that's very important. And being able to record discreetly is also a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also really like what you said earlier about, you know, you can have your phone there. You don't have to wear headphones. You can still hear all the noise. I don't like to discourage people from wearing their headphones because we pay the same price as men for headphones. It's not like we get a discount. So we really should be able to use them 24 hours a day, just like men are able to. On the other hand, it is a concern for a lot of people about canceling out all that noise and getting surprised from behind. Me personally, I don't like to wear headphones just because I don't like stuff in my ears. So I love the idea of having a phone there in the pocket where I can still get all the information that I want. When I've been running, you know, I prefer to run marathons. So for that kind of training, I like to actually listen to podcasts as opposed to music. And that's perfect, you know, to have it right there instead of in my ears or blocking that out. I think that's really one of my favorite features, you know, as well as the pocket here. So here in Europe, pepper, or here in Germany at least, pepper spray is illegal. But this inner pocket, I mean, what I love about this so much, Faith, is that this is like such an it's the classic female wallet, you know. It's like how for how many centuries have women been tucking stuff into their bodice to, you know, money, tissues, mementos, whatever it is, small firearms. You can see them in museums, like all kinds of stuff. The fact that you thought to put that there is just it's brilliant because it's carrying on a tradition, like a very, very feminine tradition of how we use our clothes anyway, and just sort of saying, like, we're already doing it, so let's make it better.
I love how you phrase that. That's really beautiful because, yes, it is something that we do on a regular. We put money in there, we put keys in there. You can tuck your ID card in there, even if you're going to the gym. And so that way you don't have to worry about, maybe putting an extra fanny pack or carrying an extra bag. And going back to what you said about headphones, one of my customers, she sent me an email because she said she's one of those that doesn't like wearing headphones because she doesn't like things in her ear. And she said when she goes running, because she also trains for marathons, she likes to listen to podcasts. And she sent me a message and she was like, this was very clear. I was running on the road, I was still able to hear everything that I needed to hear, and she was very happy about that. And so that was something that I was very intentional about because me personally, I don't like wearing headphones when I'm outside. I just like to hear, I like the noise from everywhere. I like to listen to what I'm listening on my phone, and then I like to take in the noise from just be present. I like to be present. And so, so that was something that I tested out consistently prior to launching the product. So I'm very happy that is working as intended.
That's great. And then you also have a lot of reflective stuff on the. I'm going to go back to sharing my screen because I have a couple of product photos from you on a slide. And it would be great if you could talk about some of this reflective detailing on the product, because I think that that's also really important too. I know
Yeah.
a lot of people like to do night runs.
Right. A lot of busy women. Sometimes they can only squeeze it during early hours of the morning, in the evenings, or maybe lunchtime. And so if you're a night run type of person, we make sure that all of our materials, all of our products are made with reflective materials. They're very highly visible. These can withstand several washes. So the more you wash them, it's not going to fade away. It's not going to lose its potency. It's going to continue to perform as it should every single time. And another reason why we added all of this, of course, number one was for your safety. But anytime you think fit safe, we are very big on convenience because as women, we're always trying to do three, four things at the same time. So this is going to eliminate the need for multiple running accessories like reflective vest, like a light. And one thing that I like about this is you can stay discreet. So if evening runs is your thing, you can stay discreet until a car goes by. That's when you become visible because then it's going to hit the reflective material and show someone that oh, someone is on the road. So yeah, we're big on your safety, we're big on functionality, and we're also big on convenience.
Right. Well, I think you bring up something really important. The fact that women often go on evening or night runs because we're busy during the day. And I think that going back to the theme of women's safety and fitness, the question is do we have to compromise or change our schedules in order to stay safe? I don't think anybody really ever wants to do that. And I think that makes a lot of resentment in women. It grows resentment. And for some women, it just outright discourages. So the fact that, we want to encourage people to work out safely and do sports safely when it suits their schedules with some simple tools. And I think I don't know how many studies are done about some of the reasons that women don't engage in exercise and sport. I know that there's gym intimidation. I know that there's some other background information, but just the sheer question of safety. Of the idea of like, you know what, I would work out if I could work out safely in the evening because that's the only time that I have. And I've got a job and I've got kids and I've got this, I literally cannot rearrange my schedule for my own safety. So I guess in that case, my exercise, my health, and my sport is just going to have to go. That's the thing I'm going to compromise.
Yes, and that's why I felt like I really connected with you and your mission and your company Pretty Deadly. Because we're all about empowering you to live your life on your terms. So, and of course, doing that safely. And so, if evening runs are your thing, go ahead and keep making it part of your schedule. Just do it in a safe and of course, responsible way. But yeah, the idea that women, I feel like there has to be a shift in mindset, because when you see a man running in the evening, you don't think, oh, he's putting himself in danger. But when you see a woman, when society sees a woman running in the evenings, then they begin to form all of these preconceived notions of she's not being safe. Is this responsible? And it's funny because when I was doing research on female runner safety, I stumbled across an article that talked about how women in Singapore would go for runs late at night. Some go for, they said it was common to go for runs at 1 a.m. in the morning. And it's just it's just so empowering. Like, I feel like if we can start to have these conversations and start to break down these notions that women are not responsible enough to take care of themselves, I feel like there's going to be progress in the right direction.
Yeah, I think what you just said is really important. The notion that women are not responsible enough to take care of themselves. And I think that that can be an underlying An underlying theme, both from our own perspective, because this is what we're socialized to believe, as well as the perspective of other people in the fitness and sports fields who feel like maybe it's not worth it to make some slight changes to enhance women's safety. The night run issue is always an interesting issue for me. And here in Berlin, we just had for International Women's Day, a women's running group organized a night run that was called Run Against Racism. And one of our Pretty Deadly trainers was leading a confidence kick self-defense workshop just before the run. There's our trainer, Yulia, in the purple sweatshirt. So this is her group that she's connected with, which is why she was doing the workshop. People who certify as Pretty Deadly trainers or people who certify under Pretty Deadly as self-defense trainers don't work for us. They're their own independent self-defense trainers. But whenever we can support, we always do. So that was something that was fun to do. I went and took a bunch of social media stuff. So what we are with Pretty Deadly is, oh, this, I thought this video had sound, but apparently not. Which is useful because I'm talking. But I think it's actually on a loop. So before I go on, okay. So Pretty Deadly aims to provide just really practical, accessible, easy to remember self-defense. I know that there's a couple of cases lately of women who have been stopped and assaulted by running. They've been killed, not by running, when running, they've been killed. Women, of course, are, this happens to us all the time. But we also, excuse me, are told often that the kind of like the challenge of staying safe and learning self-defense is so big and it's so complicated and we have to train all the time in order to remember everything, that as well is as much of a deterrent as, you know, I guess I'm not going to run at night because that's the only time I have to run and it's too unsafe. So the way that we approach self-defense and the way that we like to work with people in the fitness sector about self-defense is relating self-defense to movements that people do every day, because women actually are really good at defending ourselves. We've been defending ourselves for 2,000 years, right? We're actually really, really good at situational awareness, but we're told that we're not. We don't think of it as situational awareness. For us, it's just like reading a room, but that's what situational awareness is.
That's
We're really, really good, right? We're really, really good at strategic thinking. But we're not told that we're good at it. We're told that that's, you know, oh, it's strategy, little ladies. But actually, strategic thinking is stuff that we use all the time to de-escalate situations and to keep ourselves safe in any situation that can be like highly dangerous to just annoying. The way that women, you know, will kind of like get on a fake phone call, you know, is strategic thinking. Or women, when you're trying to get rid of some creep at you know, at the bar, the nightclub or whatever, with a false phone number or a fake boyfriend or husband or girlfriend or whatever it is, that kind of quick thinking and as a strategy to deter, that's strategic thinking. So what we're doing at Pretty Deadly is taking things that women actually are already really good at, as well as movements that we do every day, and applying them to self-defense situations, so that empowerment, which I know is not the most favorite term being bantered about these days, but real empowerment for women actually doesn't take that much, simply because we're already halfway there. And as I'm speaking, I'm sort of thinking again about that inside pocket on the sports bra for Fit Safe. This is something women have been doing for hundreds of years, and you just took a very natural gesture for us and made it like a stronger pocket so we don't have to worry. I mean, sometimes I have done this in the past, especially, well, I wouldn't just say in my youth, but you know, I've got nowhere else to put something and that's where it goes. But if I'm not wearing a particularly supportive bra or I'm moving around a lot, sometimes whatever I've slipped in there also slips out. It's not as safe. So putting an actual pocket there makes a lot of sense. And it's the same with Pretty Deadly, giving us some really basic tools, which doesn't mean you're flying through the air and doing high kicks and beating people up. It's really just basic body literacy so that we know that we can trust our bodies to protect us if they need to. It's like a slight enhancement, basically. One of the things at the self-defense training that we showed the video of that came up was someone asked, what if you're choked? And while it seems unlikely that someone would run up to you and choke you while you're running, if we go back to Natalie's video, she's talking about something that happens to women all the time, whether we're working out or just in daily life. Oftentimes, we're approached by someone who's asking the time, they're asking directions, they're coming up with it for in areas where there's a lot of smoking, they might stop and ask for a light. They know that we're very socialized to stop and help people. And just as what happened to Natalie, she stopped, she showed the guy the time, and he grabbed her. And that's exactly how that happens. So the question that someone brought up in Yulia's workshop about being choked wasn't so much about while you're in the act of running, it's about once you're stopped and then pulled off your path. Right. And that those are the kinds of things that we want to address with our courses and our basic movements. And that's the kind of things that we can easily enhance when we've got extra room to move our hands free as we would be with like fit safe gear. Right. So it's the same kind of just allowing freedom of movement. And I think this is where. When I was reading through the FitSafe website and getting to know you a little bit before we connected on our first call, where I started, I was like, oh my God, we are so mission aligned.
Yes,
It's amazing.
it is. It is, and that was the thing that made the connection stronger for me, because like I shared with you, I have seen self-defense videos that to me were just too technical, difficult. It just didn't seem like something that I would be comfortable doing. And being that violence, it takes about what, 2, 3 seconds for a violent act to occur. I always felt like I needed something that was simple, that was relatable, and something that I knew I could use if I needed to use it. And so I really, really loved Pretty Deadly Defense approach because it was geared towards women and how we think and how we learn. And our mission was just so aligned because it's all about empowering women and just preaching freedom and not fear, and just letting you live your life and not letting anything hold you back. And so that I really enjoyed our first call because it just felt like I was speaking to myself.
And I think that if you're watching and you visit either one of our websites, and we'll put that information at the end of this video, and you look at the about pages, Faith's about story of how FitSafe came about and the story of how Pretty Deadly came about. I can't say they're parallel because they came from different needs, but they have the same kind of the same thrust behind them, which is, or the same motivation, which is we just want to live our lives. And you said this in our first call, I don't want anything to hold me back. And that's exactly how I feel too. Like, I don't want anything to hold me back. But that means that I want to be prepared. I want a couple of tools. I don't want to be disrupted. I don't want somebody to come and like, pull me off my path. I just want to, but that happens. So I want to be able to like deal with it and keep going.
And keep going. I don't want to be paranoid about it. I don't want to be looking around at my shoulder because I feel like nature, the outdoors, is every bit of our birthright as women. We like to enjoy it as everyone else. And so for me, I want to be in that space and enjoy all that nature has to offer without constantly looking behind me. I just want to feel prepared. I want to feel empowered by being prepared and go about my day.
Yeah, I think, we're both so in sync about like it just doesn't have to be that complicated.
No.
And we're not trying to blow it up into this very large emotional. There's a lot of intense emotions around issues of our safety, self-defense, violence against women, and all of that is very justified. But the threat of violence is something that we live with so much, like just 24/7 from the time we're little girls, that it's almost kind of like it's just always playing in the background. Or what I usually say in Pretty Deadly is women spend about 50% of our time and energy strategizing how to stay safe. And we do it like that. We're not thinking about it. Again, it's like a background program that's constantly running. But that means that we're only engaging in our own lives at 50%, right? So when we have some really simple tools to enhance our safety, intelligent gear, some simple and accessible moves, good body literacy so that we can trust ourselves and we have that confidence, it means that we can free up that time and energy and apply it to our careers, our families, our communities, our dreams, towards building a better world. And I think that that is where the two of our companies are so mission aligned, because whether we want people to build a better, I mean, I want people to build a better world, and I think you probably do too. But it's also okay if you don't want to. It's also totally okay if you just want to go for a run. We want people to just have full freedom of movement. And I think what you said about being outdoors is really important for Germans, especially. That's like really, really important. But I also think it's important to look at within the fitness environment in gyms and studios, because there's in martial arts schools as well, by the way, because there's also a lot of harassment that can happen there.
You're
A
right.
lot of ways that really deter women from going to the gym, from having to deal with the stares, with the being hit on, with the bad behavior, with sometimes just outright sexual aggression and abuse. And again, I think having that confidence, knowing that you've got all your stuff with you, because if I've been to the gym where I've been like in my little corner lifting weights or something, but I don't have pockets on my clothes. So if I'm feeling crowded on, because guys will do this to women, like if they want your spot, they're going to start crowding you out. And if I'm feeling crowded out and I want to get out of there, I'm going to have to take extra time now to gather all my crap, which I don't want to do because I want to get away from these people if they're being particularly creepy. So to have it all on me already, so I can just put down the weights and walk, that's really brilliant. But I think it's also a matter of helping women gain that body confidence even before we go to the gym, so that we don't feel so intimidated when that kind of stuff happens. We don't feel so intimidated about asking for help, because I think a lot of women are reluctant to ask for help in the gym, because the only people to ask are guys, and you never know what they're going to do. Are they going to hit on you? Are they going to turn into creeps? Maybe they're going to be really nice guys, but they're going to accidentally like mansplain everything, or maybe on purpose mansplain everything. I've had people, even in martial arts, explain stuff to me so much where they actually start doing it for me, which is a little weird because, you need to do it yourself. But having the confidence to ask, because we don't always know how everything works, is a part of what we get out of that empowerment, out of understanding how our bodies work in self-defense, where we know that we've got like, I'm wearing clothes that I feel really good in, not because I look really amazing, which is always nice, but also because I know I've got my phone, I've got my keys, I've got my card, I've got everything. I'm completely autonomous. Right? I don't need to rely on anything. I can walk up to somebody, ask questions. If you're being a creep, I can just walk away.
You can just walk away. And I'm glad that you mentioned confidence because confidence is going to show in how you appear to the world. So these creeps, they have their targets. They're not gonna target someone that looks confident, that has that presence, that has that posture. And that's where we come in, because you have those simple, the intelligent clothing, you have the simple self-defense tools that you can utilize should you need to. That in of itself is very empowering. Because you're going into the gym. And yeah, even for women that go to gym, because a lot of runners also strength train. And sometimes women are going to gym early in the morning. Sometimes they go late at night. And even the walk from the gym to the car, they're thinking about constantly, they're thinking about, okay, am I safe? They're looking around. So you just want to be in that space where you feel really empowered. And for me, like, when I go outside and I'm wearing FitSafe, there's a difference in my posture as opposed to if I'm wearing something else, because I know I have everything that I need to keep myself safe. And that's for the inner pocket. I wanted to make sure that it was readily accessible. And so the front pocket has your zipper to store your items securely, but then those things that you need to whip out. If should it become necessary, I wanted women to be able to use it and use it quickly. So yeah, confidence is really huge, because if you appear confident, no one is going to, of course, they would still try, but then you know that you have everything you need to defend yourself, and that goes a long way.
Yeah, it really does. I think that that is so crucial. It's like simple little tools that we can add into our lives. It really doesn't have to be that complicated. And it doesn't have to be fear driven. That's a big difference between Pretty Deadly and traditional self-defense. Traditional self-defense is often taught from a fear-driven motivation, whereas Pretty Deadly is actually taught from a fun-driven motivation, simply because you're more likely to remember something that you have a positive association with than a negative association. And we always have negative associations with fear because it's fear. So, yeah. So again, I mean, it's kind of like, when you feel good about what you're doing, what you're learning, how your body's moving, the clothes that you're wearing, all of that gives you so much confidence, not in the sense of, I think, where you're, walking around and you're going to conquer the world, but just you feel like you can trust yourself. You're inhabiting your body, right? You're present and you're in the moment. You feel comfortable being there. You don't feel like you have to go escape it or escape yourself. And you can kind of handle whatever comes your way, or you know that you've got the tools with you to help you do that if you need it.
And I really loved what you mentioned during one of our calls, where you said there's a lot of violence in the world. We're not trying to, there's always going to be bad guys, but we're not going to let that, invade our thoughts and just consume our lives. We're just going to do what we need to do for ourselves, make sure that we're empowered, and then we're just going to carry on with our day. We're not going to get bogged down by these issues, because then once you get into that space of come get me, I'm ready, or I want to save the world, then you start to get into those murky areas. But when you just get into the space, I'm just doing this for me to be confident and ready.
And just treat it like a practical thing, as opposed to like, I mean, as I said earlier, issues of violence against women, and our safety are highly emotionally charged, as they should be. But at the same time, kind of accepting, like, yeah, okay, I understand that the world can be a violent and dangerous place. It can also be beautiful and joyous and safe. It's all of these things at the same time. But to acknowledge that, yeah, violence exists, and I'm just doing some practical things to reduce my risks, and you can't stop someone who has decided to do violence from doing it. There's no, we don't preach preventing violence. We don't believe that that's possible, because it's not your choice. You can't prevent something that you didn't choose and that you don't see coming. But what you can do is disrupt it, and you can get on with your day. Right. So, yeah, as you said, and we had talked about that earlier, like, we're not out to eliminate violence from the world, but simply to enhance our lives so that we have the freedom to live the lives that we choose, which I think for women is, I mean, that's our ideal, isn't it? Is to have that same freedom of movement, that same independence, and that same autonomy. Yeah. That's what we're going for with our double mission. But I also think, in terms of women's safety and fitness, whether it's running or it's at the gym or it's doing workouts in the woods or group fitness or martial arts, fitness in general, sports in general, there are more and more women who are participating, which is great, but it still tends to be very male dominated. Women still tend to kind of default to all female classes, and because it's safer for us and it's more comfortable. And while that can be great, I mean, I think it's fine to have separate spaces occasionally because sometimes you just want to be with other women. Sometimes men just want to be with other men. At the same time, I think that there's still a big deterrent for women to get more active because of all of these issues of sexual harassment, all the way to violence. And again, I think when we empower ourselves with some simple tools about that, that helps us enter that space in larger numbers. And I think that that is so important. There's such a division between the yoga world and the martial arts world, for example. Like, basically, martial arts is for men what yoga is for women.
Men.
Yeah, it's kind of like a spiritual movement practice for men as well, where they also have full license to, beat the crap out of each other. Whereas in yoga, you have full license to kind of, indulge some more feminine stuff. But I think that it's important to cross over. It's important to have more women in martial arts. It's important to have more men in, I know that there's actually quite a lot of men in yoga, but I think it's important to have that balance because we get so much from each other. And again, not just martial arts and yoga, but CrossFit, functional fitness, aerobics, running, racing, basketball, all of it. I think we can learn so much from each other. To have that greater balance is an ideal for me regarding fitness and sports. But it has to be safe for women.
It has to be safe. And going to that point, I remember when I was still doing my research and trying to find out if this was an actual problem and not just something that was in my head. And I remember putting out a post, a couple of posts on Facebook, just soliciting volunteers because I wanted to do interviews. I wanted to interview women and just understand the, how they think and how they get ready for runs or walks. And I remember interviewing a couple of women, and some would say, I would go outside more if I had somebody come with me. And so with every interview, I just became more and more determined, because we want to break down those barriers that prevent women from completely getting into any sport, into any space. And most times from my findings, it was, based on fear, because she was like, one of them said she was harassed one time, and that just deterred her completely. And the only time that she would go for runs would be in a group or with a friend. And so that's why our approach is more proactive than reactive. So you're not waiting for something to happen and then say, okay, what do I need to do to keep myself safe? Do I need to go buy this, buy that? But then if you're taking more of a proactive approach, if you're taking your safety as seriously as you're taking your self-care, your makeup, your health, just understanding that the same priority that you would give to your doctor's appointment should be the same priority you should give to your safety, and not from a fear standpoint, but just from a being prepared standpoint. It's going to help us lead more wholesome lives where we're not restricting ourselves from different things.
Right. I mean, it's interesting because I think what a lot of people who haven't experienced extreme harassment and a lot of people who identify as men and may not be harassed in the same way, what they don't understand is that that kind of street harassment sometimes can be so intense. I mean, it turns into bullying, and it can be enough to shut somebody down.
Yes.
You know, I think the woman that was sharing that information with you is not a one-off case. I think that that happens for a lot of women, that it's so intense, you're like, forget it. You've killed. And that's part of the problem. You know, it's like killing all the joy that we get out
Yeah.
of using our bodies. You know, the whether it's at the gym or on the street or in the park or whatever it is, it's like, you know, we are also enjoying sports and fitness and using our bodies this way. And we have a right to do that. It's healthy for us. It's part of our self-care and health routines, as it's just necessary for the human body. To take away that joy from us through harassment, I think, is such a crime. You know, and I understand it. I've been harassed too, and where you're kind of like, I actually never want to do this again now. You know, and then you also grow resentment. And again, you know, if you hear like certain types of people complaining about bitter women, well, that's why, you know, because there are people who have killed the joy in every single thing that we do. And especially when it comes to sports and fitness and athletics and just moving around. You know, we all know that fitness and sports releases endorphins. Everybody wants that endorphin high. You know, maybe not all the time, like CrossFitters, but at the same time, you know, we all know what it feels like and we all enjoy it. And to have someone take that away and deny us that ability and that pleasure in our own bodies and in our movement, just because they want to harass us or they want to hurt us is it's yeah, it's just a crime, I think.
It is. And I love that you hit the joy part because that was huge for me. Because when I go on hikes, when I go for a run, it's a release. Running is it's my therapy, you know. Some people run, you know, to push themselves and train, and which is great. And then some people run just to release, to get that release. From whatever it is that's holding them back. And I want to be able to do that without someone getting into my space. You see what I'm like?
Right.
I want to be able to just go outside and just enjoy being outside without worrying about my safety. And so when I have the tools that I need, then I can feel empowered and I can be in that space. So yeah, joy is a huge thing. And that ties in greatly into FitSafe's mission and Pretty Deadly as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I would say the same. I mean, for me, that my martial arts practice is not so much about a release, but it's a way to connect to my body in an almost spiritual way. Yeah, and I take great joy from it, you know, as I take great joy from working out in the gym as well. So yeah, you know, and I think, yeah, that's kind of what our underlying, I don't want to say mission. I think it's more like our raison d'être, you know, our reason for being, which is to help us celebrate life and experience that joy.
Experience that joy.
Now, you might not know this, but I've actually run a marathon myself. I'm going to talk about that in our next episode. But for now, you have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you're a fitness or martial arts pro and you'd like to enhance your instructor skills, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them at our website at prettydeadlypro.com. This podcast is produced by Singe Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Centuries, used with permission from the artists.